Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Indie Review Behind the Scenes, your Culture Shock segment. I'm your host, Jamie, and hanging out with me is Michelle. What's up, Michelle?
Hello, hello, hello. Nothing much. It's been a pretty laid-back day. I love those days.
I love it. Camp Manawan today.
Oh, my gosh. That's right. What? The two-week mark, right? You're right, halfway.
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
I think it is.
How's it going? Pretty good.
Okay, I'm at like 15K of my 20K goal.
Oh, come on. You got this. You got this.
What? Yeah, it's just trying to keep ahead of certain people in my cabin.
Oh,
a certain bitch is going down.
That was a dare. Double dog dare right there.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's funny. We have, like, a little competition almost. Like, it's a friendly thing, but, yeah.
It's getting real, huh?
Keep switching the lead with this other person in our cabin. And, yeah, I'm kind of trying to fight off another person, so I'm not, like, you know, second to last.
Guys out there, it's getting real over there in Camp Nano.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well, it's friendly, right? It's friendly.
It's a friendly competition.
That is nothing wrong with that. That is nothing wrong with that. Well, I don't know who you are, but Jamie's coming for you. Whoa. But so is this another story in your, you know, with Courtney that you're working on, or something new?
Yeah, I'm working on the rewrite of the fourth book.
Right. Jamie, you're shooting through these.
And I'm actually doing both at the same time. I'm doing the fourth one and the fifth one.
That's incredible. Oh, my gosh, people, you don't understand. When I first met Jamie, you know, she, you know, I think you had just started with, no, you had been writing for a while, but with the paranormal, right? It was just something that was a little bit different. You had
just like short stories. The Lifetime. Book. Yeah, that was about it.
Right. And now, look at her. She's out there like, I'm working on 4 and 5.
Well, it's kind of like every now and then if I'm like really stuck, because I had the fourth book done and I started on the fifth one, but then I decided that there were things I wanted to rewrite and redo in the fourth book, so that caused me to have to, you know, go back and, you know, basically start it from scratch, you know, just like copy and paste a few things, you know, tweak them a little bit, but overall start from scratch. And since I finished the fourth book and I've been running the fifth, I had that. So, yeah, I had to rewrite just a little bit of that. And now I'm, you know, like every now and then if I'm stuck, you know, in the one, I go over to the other.
Very cool. And for those of you that may be new to the show or are new to joining us, this is what we call a flow show. You know, we chat about everything that is out there in bookdom or the writer's world that hopefully will be a benefit, you know, to those that are writing or entering into the writing field, just tools and resources and experiences, and also to book readers. I mean, if you're just reading, you're a reader, not just, we love you. No, but if you are reading, all of this is awesome, because I know I love behind-the-scenes things. So you're seeing what happens behind the scene of book production, you know, the writers.
A lot of headaches.
Headaches and
like every now and then, that's been part of my like issue with the competition there, because there was one day where I was sitting there and like just struggling, and I got a couple thousand words in, but I was struggling, and it took most of the day, and that kind of like broke my brain.
Oh my gosh,
you know,
I remember.
Yeah, struggling and everything, so I didn't write for like a day or two. And then I was getting you know, further and further behind the other person, and then I'm like, oh crap.
You're funny. You're like,
go back and try to, you know, catch up a little bit. But lucky for me, she has apparently taken a couple of days without updating her word count either. Pretty much. So I was able to like catch up, but we'll see what happens. For all I know, she's got like words sitting there on her computer that she just hasn't
ready to
yet.
Just blast. Right. She's leading you into a false sense of security. Oh, that is wow. I love it. You know, like right now, my daughter and I are watching these cooking shows that are like competitions, right? And you never, you know, they're addictive. I'm thinking Nano is the equivalent. I mean, you know, guys, if they can put cameras into the rooms or somehow connect it, you know, when Nano, and for those of you that are new and may not know what Nano is national, it stands for National Novel Writing, right? National Novel, National Novel Writing Month. Now, the annual event, the one that sends pretty much everybody to the edge and to drink, no, I'm just joking, is in November. And that is when people all over the world get together and they challenge themselves to write 50,000 words in 30 days. Well, that is it's not as easy as it sounds. But anyway, they have camps in June and July, and that is what Jamie is in, the camps. In the camps, the difference is you can set your goal. It could be a 5,000, 10,000, or 50,000. Jamie's is 50,000. But they have to do it
by
July
30th. I've got mine for 20 because I didn't know like what I was going to keep out of the book. So I figured, okay, I'll make it 20 just to
Yeah,
make sure. Plus, I was a little bit, because like the last couple times I've done Nano, I actually finished before, you know, I actually finished the story before I got to my.
I remember. You had the outline.
That
was your first year, right?
So I had
or
to
something
keep,
like that.
Finding things. No, I got to the word count. The story ended before I got to the word count. So I had to keep trying to find things to write.
To add to it.
Had,
that's
like,
when you start writing like prequels.
Yeah.
You write prequels or offshoots from the story. But
well, that's why these two books came out.
See, there you go.
You know, so I was looking for words, so I started, and I had another book going.
And so many people have published these, you know, best-selling novels, and a lot of them are giving birth in Nano. And, you know, like I was saying, if we could put cameras into these rooms, especially during November, oh, my gosh, like the write-ins, they have physical write-ins. Right, they have physical write-ins when people are, like, staying up all night and, you know, they're trying to when the computer crashes and all 35,000 words are gone, and the tears and the angst and the, you know, the cursing. It gets violent. It gets And the Nano brain, when someone sits pretty much all day and they're writing, and then they have to do a radio show. It makes sense. I've done that, and I never make sense. So I feel for you. I feel for you, but that's awesome. And you've got a great series coming from it. And it's healthy competition, right? It's healthy competition.
Yeah. And hopefully you won't want to come into that when you see what I'm working on in that right now.
See, one of my favorite series, she's over here, and she tortures the characters I love, but I'm not going to hold her against her because she writes these stories so well. It keeps me all hooked up, so, you know, I can't get too mad at her. I get upset. I remember like last week, Jamie had said she was going to send me some chapters. And, you know, I was like, okay, cool. Yes, I want to see what you're writing, the new ones, because, you know, it works better for me, you know, if I get a couple chapters at a time. And by the next morning, I didn't have any. And I sent Jamie a message, and I was like, I don't see any chapters here, you know.
Just so everybody knows, I sent her more chapters.
She did, and they're with me now. I replied back on the first. She has sent me the second one, and so now I need to reply, and I will have those back by Saturday. So I will have my thoughts back on those. But she did. She did. And so, because I was going, wait a minute.
Yeah.
But anyway, I have one question for you, and this is going to tie into writing, I promise, because I saw a writing idea someone had for a writing idea that's connected to what I'm about to say. But first I'm going to say this. What in the world is Pokemon Go? I have no idea. I don't have small children anymore.
God.
I don't know. I don't. What is that? What's happening? I've been too busy to Google.
I don't know. I mean, from what I'm seeing, it looks like an app where you play the game, like you're trying to find the Pokemons and stuff like that. You're trying to find it in the game, but the game is like actually taking you outside your house to like different locations and stuff like that. You're actually like, people are actually like going out on walks with their dogs. You know,
so is it generalized locations
Yeah, like actual outside locations. In fact, I saw a thing where some police departments were putting out messages, don't, you know, play Pokemon Go and drive.
That's insane.
You know, stuff like
but you
that.
Know what?
So,
I think
yeah,
people need fun.
Yeah.
I think it's just harm, you know, as long as they're not Pokemon going and driving. But I think it seems like people just need fun, and I think that's a great way. Now, does the app pick up on locations in their specific cities, or is it just generally, take your dog
like
for a
I
walk?
Said, I have not really looked into this much.
I've just been seeing it on my feed.
But it looks like it's got to have your location, because it's actually like sending people to places like in their area or whatever. They're having to like go walk, you know, to different places to, you know, find the Pokemons and whatever.
Wow. So a game that's actually getting people to exercise and all of that. Well, I brought it up because I saw, I'm not even sure I'm using proper English, but guys, you understand what I'm saying. on my status, one of my Facebook author buddies, they posted that they're thinking about connecting the two games, to connecting the game with like a prize. You know, you play this, you find Pokemon, and maybe somehow tied in, you can win a free book. Or, you know, if you get to this level, you can win this swag or that swag. And I personally, I don't know, can they do that? I'm just asking because, Pokemon is, that's, you know, something else. That's not infringing, is it? And then second, if it's not infringing, then I think it's a perfectly awesome idea. You know, I mean.
I have no idea on that.
You know, so I don't know, but I say it sounds good enough. That, you know, I'm talking to all the, you know, writer buds out there. Are you thinking of, you know, somehow spicing up your release days or your event days? Make sure it's not infringing nor in some type of copyright or something. You don't want Pokemon coming for you.
At least you'd have to have some kind of disclaimers, like Facebook makes you do a disclaimer.
Right. At least have a disclaimer.
Like they have nothing to do with this, you know. It's like,
yeah. Right. Pokemon
like
is not supporting your book.
The person doesn't send you a prize, you know. It's like.
Right.
Yeah, I think they at the very least have to do that, but I don't know about anything else.
So I'm just putting it out there because I did see it on the feed, and I thought, wow, that sounds pretty cool. It's an innovative new way, and something a new fun release day game or whatnot, or just just something for the book. I think that's awesome. So that's another little resource out there for you writers. Research first. Make sure it's not infringing on any type of copyright. You know, make sure you do disclaimers if you need to. But maybe that's an idea. You know, I mean, first find out what Pokemon Go is. I need to Google. I need to see what this is all about. But when my daughter was little, I was on top of all of this stuff. But now I'm like, what? What?
Yeah. If Google is your friend, it will basically answer almost any question.
Google. I don't know. You know, I saw a meme one time. It says, what would happen if something happened to Google and we couldn't Google? What happened to Google? I don't know. Because you know what? Bing is not the same. I'm sorry. Come for me, Microsoft, if you want. It irritates me. I can't get the same, quick, so I don't know what would happen if we don't have Google. But anyway, writing, that was just another writing resource for you guys. Another one I've just seen, people are using this Facebook Live. I'm telling you, I tried to find where the little button is to go live.
I can't either.
I can't find it. Where is it?
I have no idea. I have no idea where that thing is. I don't have any idea
have
how to do it.
Looking.
I just know that somebody told me it's only mobile. That you
okay, well,
do
even
on
my phone.
Using Facebook, but, yeah, I can't find anything that specifically says that. No.
Yeah, I have been, and I'm seeing it. You know, I'm seeing different authors, and they're using it as a chat. You know, they're reading excerpts mm-hmm. of their books. I mean, guys, we're speaking to the writers out there. There are so many ways now to get word out about your book, mm-hmm. you know, without just, I mean, there's nothing wrong with the posting of the link and this and the other. That's awesome. That's staple. That's classic. But there's other ways, too. And, I mean, you know, I would say think outside of the box somewhat. And, you know, the live feed is awesome because I've been seeing Ailey Martinez, awesome. He's been doing a live readings of his book. And mm-hmm. And it's just more and more. And it's just quick. It's spontaneous. It's right there. It's nothing you have to plan. You just, boom, get out there. And I noticed since he started, more and more are liking it. And I could tell that more and more are beginning to pay attention to those posts. And I think that's mm-hmm. awesome. And, you know, I see another one, author Kathy Jackson. She's out there now live. Now she's talking about Pokemon Go. But I'm just saying, you know, even if you're not talking directly about your book, I think authors mm-hmm. can get out there and do other stuff. And it's exciting,
Yeah, I mean, I see people doing it. I just haven't.
I don't know how to do it.
The only thing I could think is you hit the, you know, like when you upload a photo or video. Maybe
yes.
you hit the video
and
part,
maybe there.
Maybe it will give you the option, but I can't tell right now. I'm not.
Well, if you know,
I've tried,
you can, you know, follow up with us, you know, hit us up at 347-308-8676 within the next 15 minutes. Or mm-hmm. go to In the Review Behind the Scenes on Facebook and maybe place there. How do you do the Facebook Live? We would love to know because I'm clueless.
Well, they also have the Periscope. I've been seeing people use that, too.
And what is that? Oh, my gosh, what is that?
It's another mobile app.
Okay. Well,
yeah,
I need to get
in
on this stuff.
I've seen people doing live video with that, too. Yeah.
I hope it's not my phone. You know, a lot of people have these, you know, iPhones and things. I have a Galaxy, but, you know, these people have these, like, computers for phones, so I don't know if I'm able to do a lot of that stuff, you know. Honey, God, seriously, I just graduated from the flip phone. Seriously, I am not going to lie to you. I will hold on to something. I will hold on until it falls apart or I just can't function without it. You know,
that's what we do a lot. It's like, actually, he still has the flip phone.
You see what I'm saying? I still have my – no. The only reason I don't have my flip phone is because, you know, it died on me. I literally cannot use it anymore. And that is the only reason. And I like them. So, I don't know. Awkward silence.
I know.
And now on to other news.
I said I'm just like trying to get my brain. Like I wrote for a while, and then I started reading over, you know, one of CP's books. So yeah, my brain's kind of like whatever.
Right, and author CP Barlow is the wonderful Jamie White's counterpart, as well as one of the hosts for the with Indie Review by the Scenes, and an incredibly prolific author. And so I know what his goal is, like 75 to 100, and he's already made it probably. I mean, I remember one, I cannot remember which nano that was, but I think he said, I think it was like a 50,000 word goal. He did it within the first 2 days or something.
Well, he
phenomenal.
He won nano with 50, like 50K or a little bit over on like in 9 days.
You know, I think that's like
his thing. I think he ended up with like 80 to 90K total in
a
month.
That's the thing. I don't even know what
else to say.
He
never tried to do that ever again because it broke his brain.
But he did it. I think that's the key.
think about writing for a very long time after that.
You know, it's just incredible. I still, with fingernails clawing to the finish line to try to finish with 50,000. So
I know, right?
Shoot.
Me too.
I mean, that is awesome. That is awesome.
I'm like barely making it past the 50K mark, like every time.
Every time, you know. I'm pulling myself across the line.
Yeah, sometimes they're like, really?
Oh my goodness. So what
I'm
else
happy
is happening?
To know though that I found new muse material.
Oh my goodness! Maybe my favorite characters will live and a peaceful lives. I'm just joking.
Well,
what
it's inspiring me to throw a lot of twists. It's another novella.
Oh my gosh, Jamie!
I'm watching Sin Senos No Hay Paraíso on Netflix. And
wow.
That means without breath, there is no paradise. And it's basically
wow.
like about a bunch of girls who are getting involved with Colombian drug lords so that they can like get all kinds of money. And you know, there's all kinds of like backstabbing and crazy things happening. And you never know who's going to do what to who. Yeah, so
and so now poor Courtney
is
going to get dragged into what? Oh, no.
No.
What is the strangest?
She's going to have a couple of, huh?
No, go ahead. I want to hear what you're going to do to Courtney.
She's
going to
have a few twists, a few things she didn't expect coming her way, but no, nothing
you know,
quite like what's going on there. Totally different worlds. But,
now,
yeah.
Have you ever read, and then I'm going to get back to my question, have you ever read Dark Half by, I think it's Richard Bachman, but Stephen King?
No.
Oh, okay. The Dark Half, well, you know, it's got more crazy twists, and there's a reason for why. But the writer, you know, it's about a writer, and his character is coming alive. You know, doing all these dastardly things.
Mm.
I'm saying, Jamie, if Courtney ever just appeared one day and just
oh,
enough
God.
Is enough.
She'd have a few things to say to me, yes.
Right. You know, just right. But my question is, what has been one of the strangest resources or things that have inspired you, or is it the telenovelas? I don't know if I'm pronouncing it correctly.
Telenovelas. They were definitely
the most different, the unique.
To like get into them and to like, you know, to have my muse, you know,
mm-hmm.
really enjoy them.
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, that's definitely. In fact, like I said, I didn't really look into it too much before I started watching this latest one. I just turned it on, you know, just to try
mm-hmm.
it. And when I saw the title, I sat there laughing for like a couple of minutes. I was like, this is the weirdest, most random title for a show I have ever seen.
But
and
it hooked
just
you.
Watching like the, huh?
But it hooked, it reeled you in.
Well, I mean, the first couple of episodes were like, okay, what am I watching? Yeah, because it's like all these teenagers like trying to get involved with like drug lords and stuff like that. I'm like, okay, what on earth am I watching right now? But there was some train wreck factor that I couldn't like actually turn it off. And then I start watching a little more, and I'm like, oh my God, this is freaking funny. This is awesome.
That is insane. You're like some
so
type of train wreck.
Got me like, yeah. Oh my God, I know. Well, the like cheesy, the more cheesy and the more like bad it is, the better it is.
There you,
you
go. No offense to any whoever, you know, any of the telenovelas. But I don't know. I got in so much trouble the last time. I'm just trying to cover bases.
Oh, God.
I don't know. I don't think I've had, I mean, I've had, you know, inspirations. I was on this, I was interviewed recently, and they were talking about my muse, and I said, my muse actually, you know, instead of, you know, you always hear that they're female. I said, mine is male, and it looks like Klaus from the original. So anyway, as far as my my muse, I haven't really had any odd, you know, inspirations. You know, and, you know, everyone keeps having these dreams and writing all these incredibly, you know, the incredible epic series. And, you know, you've got this wonderful, you know, I'm like, I need to have some type of, I try to force myself to dream so I can have these incredible inspirations.
Oh,
and it's just not happening. You know,
these dream ideas are weird sometimes. Like, I can barely ever.
Yours came from a dream.
Well, the one Stains kind of did. Story ended up not being anything like my dream, but my dream made me think about witches. And, you know, when I thought about witches, I thought about somebody burning at the stake, and then the story came from there. But the total gibberish that I scribbled down in the middle of the night after I woke up from that dream has no resemblance whatsoever to the story. And I am still trying to make sense of what I write when I wake up from those dreams. I'm still trying to make sense of them and make a coherent story out of any of them.
Oh, my goodness. Well, it'll come, and then one day it'll just hit you, and you're going to go, oh, that's it. You know, that's it.
Maybe.
So,
maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, I look forward to reading the next chapters and seeing where you're taking it. And I'm just glad to know there's going to be a book 5, too. How many do you see in this series? Do you see it continuing, or you just don't know?
I did not see a 4 and 5, actually.
Oh, my gosh.
I thought it was going to be a, you know, trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like I said, I needed words.
Yes.
I finished my whatever I was working on for Nano before the, you know, word goal was reached, and I started writing, and next thing I knew, I had a fourth book.
Wow.
And the same thing kind of happened with the fifth book. I finished the fourth story, and then I needed words yet for another Nano, and I started writing, and a fifth book came. Yeah, so it's like, I have no idea. I would hope at least one or two more after that.
Well, that's very cool. You never know. You may get some offshoot, you know, books from characters or whatever. So
yeah,
that would be cool, too. I think so. Awesome.
True.
Yeah. Well, see, guys.
True, but, yeah, like I said, don't hit me after you read some of these.
I just can't make any I won't resort to violence, but I'm not going to say, I'm not going to be thinking, you know, frustrating thoughts. Jamie! Shaking my fist
at
the heavens.
If I suddenly disappear from the show, and one day you tune in to interview behind the scenes and you hear that Jamie White will no longer be co-hosting, you'll know why.
Well, you'll know why. Courtney and I had it. Oh, my gosh. That's like a Twilight. Oh, that's like a Twilight, you know, episode. Courtney comes and just...
Yeah, she just wants to take my character and wrap her in a blankie and give her, you know, cocoa or something and tell her it'll all be okay.
It'll be all okay because I'm just imagining the poor girl sitting in the corner just rocking with a glazed look in her eye after all the things you've taken her through. Oh, my gosh. I told you these last couple chapters when, you know, she was back to, I can't say it, but I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
Yes, good save. You got to admit, that was a good save, but I'm just saying she's been through a lot.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And she's going to be.
That's good writing.
Going through some more. And she's going to be going through a little more.
But you'll give her some good things. You'll toss her, you know, some happy times, so.
Sure.
Things. All right.
Sure. Maybe, you know, once in a while.
And see, if there's more, you know, writers that are out there, why don't you share with us on Indie Review Behind the Scenes on Facebook, on the page, how you torture your characters. We would love to hear how you, or, you know, or if, you know, you're a reader and you, you know, what were some of the you know, favorite characters that you've read that have gone through some angst. And everybody that's a Game of Thrones fan, you need to be on, you need to be raising your hand and going to the page, because I know they're tortured. So,
or Doctor Who.
And Doctor Who. Oh, yes. And Doctor Who. Oh, my gosh. Poor guy.
Moffat is
really
the only TV writer who's made me, like, cry. The bastard.
I know. Now, we're down to time, but I wanted to ask you something. I don't know, and I'm crossing everything, every fiber of my being. I'm hoping this is real and not something weird, but something about number 11 regenerating himself. Is he coming back?
I've heard that that's the rumor.
I'm
kind of wary of that because there have been a lot of rumors flying around about that show, but it's, I would hope not.
Why?
Because I love Eleven, I do, but it's like he, you know, he's always, the Doctor is always regenerated as somebody else. And, you know, just like thinking back to Eleven's last scene when he was going on about how you've always got to be looking forward and you got to keep going. And, you know, this, I just would think it would be weird if he would regenerate into the same face again.
We'll forgive
him.
He's
like, I don't know.
Oh,
yeah, I mean, I don't know.
He was really my favorite.
I guess, what happens, but... Yeah.
Yeah. He was my favorite. He really, really was. So it's already, I have not looked at it at all.
He was great.
Since he left.
As a doctor.
Yeah.
Really?
And so, yeah, I haven't, and
you
I feel really bad, but
stuff,
I haven't.
Man.
Not, so, is it
great.
Time for him to regenerate already?
Well, I think that this coming season that'll be coming in 2017, that'll be his third season, Capaldi's. Yeah, third season as a doctor. And there are rumors that since a new showrunner is also coming, you know, taking over after that 2017 season, there is some talk that he's probably leaving.
Okay.
And it would make sense. I mean, Smith, I think, stayed about 3 years or so. He had three seasons. I think Tennant did. Maybe a few extra specials in between to give them time to figure things out or whatever. But, yeah, it seems like it's about the average of, you know, what the doctors stick around for.
Okay. Well, you know, and this is going to – no letters, guys. This is just me talking, and I'm probably talking very strangely. But it would be hard if he came back as a woman. Okay, am I going to really get a lot of emails? Okay, I'm just saying for me. Okay, I mean, let me be quiet. I got in trouble the last time, and here I am again.
I would personally find it weird just because, like, out of habit, I would think that he would just stick with
thank you. Great
what
faith.
He's done, like, every time. But, hey, you never know. I mean, it's like the whole thing is, like, they've always, you know, been about changing things. And if the Master can come back, you know, as a woman, then, yeah, there's that possibility, so.
Yeah, I suppose
like
so.
It's prophecy. You know, it's, like I said, we don't even get the next series until 2017.
Right.
Yeah, so it's going to be a while before we, you know, get there.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. And that'll give me time to catch up on everything. I feel bad. See what's going to happen. I'm going to go and actually catch up on everything. I think I'm going to be like, no, I don't want them to leave. 12. You know, that's how I am.
Yeah, you'll have
I'm
time.
Insane.
Like I said, they're doing the Christmas special this year, but that's it. And 2017 will be when the new season comes out. So you'll have time to catch up on them. But, yeah, Capaldi's great. I like him.
So who is his companion?
Capaldi's companion has been, for the past two seasons, Clara.
It is still Clara? I thought she was gone.
No, Clara left at the end of this past season. And then there's somebody, what was her name? Phil, a character called Phil. She's going to take over, you know, as the companion. I think with the new season, I don't think she's going to be in the Christmas special.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Claire.
She seems fun from the little clip I saw.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'll check them all out. And I think that's why 11 is so in my head that he was the last one I looked at.
Yeah. Hey, and if you like Game of Thrones, that one girl from it, Maisie Williams, she was on the last season.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. All right. More incentive to go watch.
Yeah. See, I'm gonna get her back, guys. I'm gonna get her back into it. I converted her to begin with, and I'm gonna get her back into it.
Oh, you did. And then my whole family, I got them all involved, and then we just really love 11 so much, and we just stopped. But now I think it's time. We need to go back.
It gotta keep going. Yep. You've already been through 3 different doctors.
And that was painful. 11,
so keep going.
That was painful. And that was painful doing that too, but I'm good. Woof. Anyhow.
All right, guys. Well, I guess that's about it for tonight, everyone. So thank you, everyone, for tuning in and listening as we, ramble and get into trouble.
That's how we roll.
Yeah. And we will see you all again next time. Have a great new weekend. Take care, everybody.
All right. Bye.
Bye.